silly, a frog. I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. Once upon a time, there was a rabbit who knew to look this way and that way, and this way and that way, and always be on his guard, because he lived in a forest with a fox who was always hungry for rabbit. The fox loved rabbit pie. The fox loved rabbit stew. The fox loved roasted rabbit, and everybody knew he did. Fox loved talking about himself and telling everyone how smart he was to catch so many rabbits and turn them into pies and stews. Just one thing more than eating rabbits. And turn them into pies and stews. And so everybody also knew that Fox loved one thing more than eating rabbits, and that was tricking the other animals and then bragging about it. Fox tricked Magpie out of his finest feathers and then bragged about it. Fox tricked Bear out of her winter cave and then bragged about it to everyone. And Fox tricked Moose out of his best Saskatoon patch and bragged all about it. Fox especially wanted to catch this particular rabbit in this particular story because Rabbit also loved being tricky. And Rabbit also loved bragging too. And he spent many a happy afternoon letting Fox think he was just about to catch him and then getting away at the last second and bragging about it to everyone. On this particular day, though, Rabbit wasn't thinking of Fox at all. He wasn't looking this way and that way and this way and that way. He was just happily hopping down the forest path when he stepped right into Fox's trap. Fox had him by both his long ears, and then he held him by both his strong legs, and he said, "Ha ha! I got you, Rabbit. I got you." "You did! You did!" cried Rabbit. And then thinking fast, he added, "Thank you so very much. I was afraid I was going to accidentally hop right into that blackberry bush over there." "Ha," said Fox, "not very likely. You're going to hop right into a pie or a stew, or I'll roast you over the fire." "Mmm, Rabbit." "Oh, thank goodness. Thank you so much," said Rabbit. "A pie, or a stew, or a spit over the fire sounds much better than that terrible, horrible, dreadful, ba-ba-ba-ba, blackberry bush." "Now, wait a minute," thought Fox. "Rabbit wants to be eaten instead of landing in the blackberry bush? Ha ha! I'll show him who's clever." And he swung Rabbit around by his strong hind legs and then tossed him straight into the blackberry bush. "Ha ha!" shouted Rabbit before disappearing into the thorns. "I know this bush like the cotton on my tail. I was born in the blackberry bush, and it's my favorite place to be. Bye for now, Fox, and goodbye for now to you too. Thank you for listening to a story at the Lily Pad. Come back soon."